when clouds of doubt hover o'er me. Storms of life toss me to and fro. There is a place I can go. He's a shield from the tempest. He's that anchor that is sure. In times like these, it's good to know that God is my refuge. He's a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. From his shelter, just ahead, I could not see those dark clouds so heavy with rain. The winds blew so hard against me.
Let's stand together. Hope you came hungry for the word of the Lord tonight. Let me tell you, if you didn't come hungry, you won't get a thing out of it. After Sunday school today, we went to Searcy, and most of you know or have been there at the Harding campus where they serve the banquets for the school. And with the exception of the last one we had there, usually the food is really, really, really good. They do a buffet on Sunday afternoon. It's very inexpensive, and I've seen several of you there before. Went today. All the food was there. For whatever reason, I wasn't very hungry. I ate some salad, and I didn't eat anything else. But it wasn't because the juicy macaroni and cheese wasn't there. It was there. I just didn't put it on my plate. Others at the table had some beef that looked really good. And I could have gotten it too and put it on my plate. But I just left it on the buffet for others. Fried chicken was there and some baked chicken and some special sauce that Sister Pulse really loves and others are learning to love it too. I could have had it on my plate. But I just left it laying over there on the buffet. The word's going to go forth tonight, and whether you put it on your plate and you put it to use in your life, or whether I do or not, is a personal decision. We can leave with nothing or we can leave with a lot tonight, just depending on whether we're willing to take it and put it on our plate. Not pass it down to the table to somebody else we think needs it more than we do, but just receive it for our own nourishment, for our own benefit. The Lord's going to speak tonight. I want to hear, don't you? Want to be a doer of the word. Give the bishop a good hand as he comes tonight.